You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Next up, we've got Lisa, who's looking to move or improve. How can we help?
Yes. So we would like to move. We have to move. We're kind of growing out of our space. And we can build over. We have a den that we can easily build over and add another three bedrooms and a master bedroom. But we have been hearing from different people that do not do construction move because construction is a big pain. And it's just like a never-ending money pit.
Yeah.
So I just wanted a recommendation on that. Like, do you recommend construction and dealing with all the hassle on the never-ending, you know, money that comes out of that, or just to pick up and move and buy a bigger house?
Well, it doesn't really have to be that much of a hassle if you do it correctly. Now, if you're talking about the project of that size, it sounds like, I mean, adding a number of bedrooms in a master suite sounds like a fabulous home improvement project to do, because that's definitely going to add some value. And assuming that you're not overbuilding the home for the neighborhood, then what we would do is tell you to first off hire an architect to design this for you and develop a set of specifications. Those specifications is what should be put out to the contractors to bid on, because the architect should not only design the specs, but also should be hired to supervise the construction for you and do some periodic inspections. Get the skills of an experienced pro like that to help you shepherd this through. A lot of the construction delays come from simply having poor management. Too many folks try to manage major construction projects like this and are just not familiar with it. But I think it's definitely worth hiring somebody to do that. An architect is the guy that can do it.
Right. Yeah, no, we definitely would hire an architect, but I feel like people have been telling us that it would end up costing less money in the long run.
Well, there's a lot of factors involved there, because it also depends on, I mean, there's hidden costs for moving that you have to consider.
Plus, also, in this crazy real estate market that's been going on right now, you might, in a few years, get way more money for your house, especially with an added bedroom, rather than selling now and not getting the best price, and then you're sort of stuck, and what are you going to buy, you know? Is it going to work out in a way? You know, I've got the 2006 cost versus value report here. And in New York, if you do a master suite addition or a bedroom addition, if you go mid-range, you are looking at, oh gosh, I just lost it, 84.5% recouped. If you go upscale, 83.4. So it's a good investment. You're going to make that money back, you know, almost fully. And you've got that space customized and you don't have the hassle of moving.
Yeah, do you like the neighborhood? You know, it's probably worth doing the improvement. I wouldn't run away only because it's difficult. People do successful home improvement projects all the time. It just requires good planning and good execution. If it's not something you're familiar with, hire some pros to help you get the job done.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.